Maybe Tom said murder.
Sure, it looks fire, but you gotta push. You gotta push.
Grandparents.
Okay, here we go. I want to discuss. Some alokas regarding some of the dinner of younger life. They didn't want to focus on a tshuva from the Kiv Eger. The Kiv Eger, we know, is a Galah Dor. And he wrote Kedushim on Shas. He also wrote tshuvas. Responses. Shilas that came up a lot of mice. And a lot of times they're alumnus too. So the Gemara comments in Rosh Hashanah on Tessimut days, and the Gemara Numa, the Dafe Alvin days, that anyone eats on Erev Yom Kippur and fasts on Yom Kippur as if he fasted on the 9th and 10th of Tishrei. So you might say, what's the big deal in that concept? What's the big deal of that memory of the Gemara? I'll tell you why it's a big deal. The Shabbos says, the food is our agam. What is the food is our agam? You're rewarded because of the effort you're exerting. Yes? Commensurate. So what's easier to do, eat or fast? You guys tell me, what's easier to do? Eating. So, but if I eat and then I fast, as if I fasted both days, I'll get that much more reward. Yeah? That's how the Mishnah Berurah Mazir would that do. So what I want to talk to you about is the nature of this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. What is the nature of this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? What I mean, what is the nature? The nature is that is the mitzvah hachana to the fast? Is the nature of the mitzvah that it's hachana to the fast? Or do you say no? Do you say that it's a separate mitzvah yom kippur? Just like we have Tu B'Av or Tisha B'Av, not Tu B'Av or Tu B'Shvat, we have also Erev Yom Kippur. Yes? So that sets up as it's a partial yom kippur. So it's either the nature of the mitzvah is hachana to the fast, or it's a separate mitzvah of one, the partial yom kippur, like Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat. Okay? Those are two distinct approaches to understand this mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. Got it, cool? Makes sense, no? So I want to list off 5 or 6 of communities. I want you to get in this suffix of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The first one I want to mention is the one about women. Are women mechuyev in eating an Erev Yom Kippur? What does this depend upon? It depends upon these two approaches. Because if you assume that it's hachana to the fast, women have to fast, yes? So then they should be included in the preparations for the fast, namely eating. But if you hold that it's a separate partial yom kippur, I'm proud of you guys for being here on time. If you say it's a partial yom kippur, then we have a famous cloud that a mitzvah session should be run Roma. Women are what? Women are pterus from. You're familiar with that law, yes? Now, is this a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? I think the pashtus is that it's d'oraisa to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. Fasting is certainly d'oraisa. But eating an Erev Yom Kippur, pashtus is also what d'oraisa? Yes, I say it's d'rabbanan. Now, if you say it's d'rabbanan, then you get entangled. What do I mean by entangled? You get entangled with the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos and brothers about Chafin and Beis, which is what? What is the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos about Chafin and Beis?
For Mitzvah Derabanan,
excellent. Do you apply the principle of Mitzvah Derabanan Rama to a Mitzvah Derabanan? And you say the Pater on that, or you say no? Since it's what? Since it's Derabanan, we don't apply the principle. That's a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. So Machlokes Rashi Tosfos and brothers, when you apply the principle of Mitzvah Sessions in the Prime Rama. Okay? It's a very, very important machlokes. So, if the elders do right, so we're talking about the mitzvah of eating as we are in Erev Yom Kippur. The Kedega presents two approaches. Is it a mitzvah? Is it a hachana to the fast? Or is it a separate partial yom kippur? Okay? enough. To me, we're saying are women looking to eat and they're looking to the fast. If you hold this preparation, then yes. If they're looking to the fast, they should be looking the preparation. But if you assume that it's a separate note, then that's the session she was not a problem. Within this what? Within this part. Now, is it partnered by all mitzvah of the rice or the Rabbanans too? I think Rashi tells him brought that part. The Pashtus is, we say this is a din de rice. Let's just say the din is an asmachta. The Pashtus is a mitzvah de rice to eat and they're going to get free. You say it's the Rabbanan, then at the time, the fans are, and then the Rashi tells them, the Yemen mentioned. That's a very good nafkamina. Now, what do we tell women? So I have five daughters, Baruch Hashem, and a wife, Baruch Hashem, so I tell them they should eat. And they're happy about it. They're really happy about it. I tell them there's a mitzvah eating. If you're a guy, of course we all love eating, right? No doubt, right? It's got to be one of the easiest mitzvahs in the whole entire love this mitzvah, right? So when we should go and eat, though, you should eat it with like a schmack and you drink with a shem shamayim. Not that you enjoy the egg and cheese in the morning or breakfast, you know what I mean? And the steak sandwich at lunch, or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm hungry somewhere. But you see the fairies. You see the fairies. That's one very good naftamina. Okay? Let's do another naftamina. Second naftamina is an outgrowth to this. I want you to get it down. Is, let's say, God forbid, someone medically cannot fast. The doctors told him he cannot fast. It would be a Kippur Nefesh question. Would he have a mitzvah, that person, to eat and never kick him? You guys plug it in for me. What would you say? What do you say? If you say what? Yeah, because he's not fasting. The whole point of eating is to prepare for the fast. You're not fasting, so why is there a mitzvah to eat? Right? Should be no mitzvah to eat. That's the first approach. If you hold that it's a separate nothing, which is, in a sense, I'm not going to say it's disconnected totally to the fast, but it does stand on its own, then even if you're not going to fast, there's still a mitzvah to eat, no? That's a second very good enough thing to eat, okay? Once you give them the thought process of thinking in lumbus, this is really today, thinking in the tire, in lumbus, this is what he was thinking about, what the nature of the day is. That's a second enough thing. Third enough thing to eat. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this year in Yom Kippur is with hey, Suli, good morning. We're talking about the mitzvah Suli of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? We said there'd be Kivega presented two approaches. One approach is that the nature is preparing for the fast. The other approach is that it's a separate and partial Yom Kippur, like Tubav or Tishah B'Av. So we mentioned two nafkaminas. Are women mechuyav to eat? If it's preparation, yes, because they got to fast, so they have to prepare for the fast. If it's a separate Yom Kippur, mitzvah says it's my grandma, women are curious. If it's the rights of the curious, if the mitzvah is the one, it depends on the place where Rashi plays in both, that's love, whether we apply mitzvah as it's my grandma, the mitzvah is the one. The Yomim pointed out, second afternoon is, if a person medically, the doctors told him he cannot fast, but if you go up nefesh. So he said that, are you afraid to eat? If it's preparing for the fast, well, you're not fasting, so you have to eat. But if you hold it to separate nonfiv, then yes, maybe you have to eat. You know, the Rav Zatzal said, the Shekhar taught us this. My brother, maybe Shlomo Melech, told me that one of the biggest things the Rav Zatzal was scared of as he got older in his life, when I say the Rav Zatzal, I'm referring to Shlomo Melech, one of the biggest things he was scared of in his life is that he would not be able to fast in the kibbutz. That's what he would say as he was getting old.
He was scared for his wife that he wouldn't be able to?
No, he was scared for himself.
For his life.
His life. One of the biggest things he was scared of in his life as he got older and medically would not be able to fast and do it. Because that's interesting because in that I think you have to say that story in light of what they always say for Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, any Shiloh that came up in the Kippur about medically, you know, he would say, okay, it's a shiloh, you know, it's cooked up, you got to eat. So they would say, oh, we're Chaim, we're being maple on the Isra Karis of eating on Kippur. So he would respond, no, I'm being Machman and Kippur Kuf Nefesh. That's what they say in the Chaim. But that's interesting that the Rav, though, said that the biggest thing he was scared of was having to eat on Kippur.
But that doesn't mean that he was
You're right. I'm just saying, yeah, if it would be in that state, he would do it. But he didn't want to have to be in that state.
Right.
Yeah. He was scared to have to be in that state. Okay. So how many afternoons did we mention? Two. Let's continue now. Another afternoon is, I believe Yom Kippur this year is Wednesday night and Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's Wednesday night and Thursday. So at Mincha on Tuesday, will we say Tachanun? Mincha before Tu B'Av and Tu B'Shvat, we don't say Tachanun. Will we say Tachanun at Mincha on Tuesday before Yom Kippur? So if you say that it's just preparing for the fast, the mitzvah meeting, it doesn't register it as being a lug, as being a partial yomtiv. But if you hold that it's a partial yomtiv, just like you would say Tachanun at Mincha before Tu B'Shvat and before, this is, I'll call you in 15 minutes, just give me a short share, okay? Will you you'll answer though? Okay? The finish that I want to bring out here is that Tachanun will not be said if you hold it's a partial yom. Okay? If you hold that it's a partial yom, then you won't say Tachanun. It's just preparing for the, it's not, it doesn't register as a yom, right? So you would say Tachanun. So what do we do? What do we do? We do say Tachanun. Do. Unlike before Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av. So what do we do practically? Number one, we tell the women they should eat. Number two, probably the guy, God forbid, they can't fast, we tell them to eat. He's got to eat anyway, so I'll eat the shindigs. And number three, we do say Tachanun, okay? Number four. Yes, Rudy, go ahead.
If a person is not able to fast on actual Yom Kippur, wouldn't the idea that if you don't know if someone is, wouldn't it be then that the actual mitzvah, if we're saying that eating is preparation, it's actually a retroact, you don't get it until you fast, if that would be enough for me to determine whether or not mitzvah on that day? Because then if someone doesn't end up fasting, they don't get the mitzvah.
Then you're saying that they didn't know from before, you're saying? They got sick in Yom Kippur, you mean? I'm talking about pre-prepared, the doctors told the guy he would not be able to fast. You know? We're talking about that he was known before. He knew a few days before. So that's what I'm talking about. In your situation, he definitely gets a miss because he didn't know. You know? It's a good horror. Okay, let's continue now. Let's see if we can come up with two other nafkaminas. Another nafkamina would be, hey, good to see you. Come. Good to see you. Another nafkamina, we're talking about the mitzvah eating and everything. Another nafkamina would be, it's interesting. Some posts, and we do this in our house, at the Seder Matzekes, we have recognition. Which is pretty weird because you only have recognition when you're saying a Kiddush. You don't say Kiddush and have a pure yontif, but there is a mitzvah to eat. So to highlight that it's like a Seder yontif, some posts would say you should have recognition. If it's a partial yontif, you understand why. You're just preparing. Why do you have to what? If you're just preparing, why do you have to have recognition? Just eat, you know? That's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is an outgrowth of this, is they pulled the name of the brisket rub with the rub's uncle, and he used to keep a candy in his mouth the whole day. About every second. You know what I'm saying? Because if you hold it to mitzvah just preparing, then you understand, I think, why, you know, the more you're eating, the better. You shouldn't get sick after this. But it's just a partial yontif. You have to keep the food in your mouth. You have to keep the can in your mouth the whole day.
The best of it's a yom.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm just saying, preparation, then you can understand, you know, keep the can in your mouth. But if you hold that it's a yontif, you have to, maybe, could be. Maybe that's after me this question. And that's what I want you to get in the name of the Vishnu Rope. No, no, the Binyamin and Azrael are claiming that even the altar Parshiyantim, maybe the mitzvah of the Parshiyantim is to eat all day. Who says that? I thought it was just like meals, you know what I mean? But if it's preparing, it doesn't lend itself just to the meals, you know what I'm saying? That's why I thought it was a nafkamina. And you guys are thinking good. One other nafkamina, and then we'll close. We'll start. Jake, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just thinking, if it's preparing, maybe you want to use any more substances than
the candy, whatever. Interesting. Eat whatever a person needs, though, you know what I mean? Whether he needs the sugar, you know. I'm using just that as an example, you know. It means like, these are notions to try to eat as much as possible. Not, God forbid, to get sick. You know, it's unfortunate. It's a lot of guys that eat so much of the similar stuff, they get sick. And they have to, you know, can't do that. They can't have an Akita Gassi. You wouldn't have fear near the art of the soul. Three types of Akita Gassi. Right? You have Akita Gassi that eat so much as cause yourself to vomit and fart on your pimples. Remember, you're not going to have farts. But if it's a little bit full, then you would be 5 pounds. Remember what Christ said? Christ himself wrote in Zion, and he said, 2 types of Akhila Gaza. Remember that? We had that? 2 types of Akhila Gaza. So neither Akhila Gaza will do. But interesting horror what you bring up. Okay, let's do one more afternoon. We got to start saving. We got to start that. Go over to Mr. Rashi. I gave him all the feminists. We got to start that big crisis. Okay? One of the most famous texts in the shops. Go through it slow and try to understand it. Did I give Ashimar the premise already? You did not? Is there no more left?
Okay, you're all back
down here. Okay, great. Listen to this stuff to me. Erevin Kippur starts Tuesday night, all of Wednesday, and Wednesday night is Kol Nidre. Does the mitzvah of eating begin Wednesday morning? Or does he begin Tuesday night? Fascinating child. So if you hold that it's preparations, we stop here that the mitzvah only starts early in the morning. You can prepare for the fast by eating in the morning well, eating a nice lunch, eating a nice few more seconds. But behold, it's a partial yontif. The halachic day, we know, Jewish halachic day begins always at night. So the mitzvah of eating should begin at night, the night before. So that's a very good nafkamina, and I imagine we're machmer on this, especially to Mr. Raisa. Why not be machmer? Have a nice meal Tuesday night. So if you put it all together, I think we should be machmer on all these nafkaminas. We should obligate the women to eat. Number two, what was number two? Number two is one. You can walk through. What's number two? What'd you say?
You should obligate the people
that are not fasting excellent Azrael to eat. Number three, what was number three? What was the third minute? Minute before we say Tachanun. Number four, try to eat as much as possible, not a few tzgasa. And number five, the notion of what? Like a Mishnah, yes. And number six, the night before, meaning the night of, we should try to eat the fullness mitzvah. Okay? So that's one suffix in the Tanega. I want you guys, what did you say? We're laughing at this, because it's a mitzvah of the right side. Whenever the mitzvah of the right side is the famous principle, some of the right side, the fullness. And we should try to be laughing on this. So that's one suffix in the Tanega. I want you guys to pass what you can say to your shul. It's a nice piece. Based on the Gemara, and I'm going to remember, the food's our agua. Hashem treats you as if you're actually fasting 2 days. Now, there were Amoraim that fasted 2 days for Tishah B'Av, you know that? One Amora fasted 1:25 the night afterwards, and one actually fasted 2 full days. It's amazing, though. We don't do that. It's a ton of these minds. But Hashem treats you as if you fasted both days, if you eat on every food. Okay. Let's start with the goal. We'll start saying we'll have Shir 11:30.